Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shiurim in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim. This is off the charts amazing. Baruch Hashem. Hodol Hashem Ki Tov Ki Olam Chazdo. We are in Perek Hey in Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, talking about the rights of the king, Poiritz Lasis Leiderech Vein Mamchin Biyodoi. He is allowed to break through and make for himself a derech, and we don't protest. We don't protest. And if he wants to make a path for himself, he can make a path for himself. For derech hamelech ein lo shir lekvi mashu tzarech. There's no amount for the derech hamelech, whatever he needs. Einu ma'akim esedrachem pnei karmel shel zel pnei sedeir shel zelach b'shavos emulchamtoi. He doesn't diverge his path because of this guy's vineyard or because of this guy's fields, but rather he goes straight and he wages his war. Ad kan medivrei harambam ukedalkenu b'kodesh anachnu mitbases. Al Torat, Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Me'or Einenu, Agoin HaGodol v'Dovid Zetzal, B'Biur Perush, Divrei HaRambam, V'Kedarko Shel Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, L'Shmo L'Zechot Havat Nefesh, U'Ma'arich Me'od, Baruch Hashem, Az Yish Lanu Harbe Harbe Ma'al L'Lmod Kam. Az Hava Nireh. V'Lechem Mishne brings the Rashi in Meseches Sanhedrin and Daf Chof Omud Beis, That it says in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, that's the source, Sanhedrin, Chof Amud Beis, Melech Poiritz Geder, that the king makes for himself a Makatuv Maloshen HaMishneh, Umotzi Lemochemes HaRashus Alpi Beidin Shem Echad, Upoiritz Lasis Loi Derech, Ve'ein Mamche Biyodoi, V'derech HaMelech Ein Lo Shi'u. זה הראשון כפי שתראה פה הרמב״ם, על פי המשנה. So, that it says in the Mishnah, מלך פוירץ, אינו עניין למלחום הדווקא. So Rashi says that it says that the מלך is allowed to be פוירץ הדרך, it's לאו דווקא from מלחום. Rashi כותב, Rashi doesn't say anything about war. It's nothing to do with war. So that's Shitas Rashi. Aval ein zu das Rambam. Rambam writes it here in Hilchos Milchama. Here the Rambam is talking about in Yonei Milchama. And here the Rambam says that he's Poiritz Leiderech. And he even writes, El Hilech B'Shava V'Oisel Milchamtoi. So it's a din Milchama. As Mevoar Sheinu Adin Basiyat Derech Milchamto. And I think we discussed this in our Shi'urim, in the fourth parak in Halacha Vav. Rabbeinu talks about it in the Be'el Miriam, where we based ourselves upon. However, in the Kiryas Sefer here, he writes that the din of the Rambam is b'chlal dina de malchus dina, u'ma shekosuv b'parshas hamelech. This is all part of dina de malchus dina, and it's all part of parshas hamelech. What's parshas hamelech? We know in the book of Shmuel, it says that the Jews asked for a king, and then Shmuel says, you guys want a king, you're getting a king. And he says, but there are laws. He'll take your daughters for perfumers, for cooks, and for bakers. He'll take the best of your fields, your vineyards, your olive trees, and give them to his slaves. He will tithe your grain crops and your vineyards. He'll give them to his officer and his slave. He will take your male and female slaves, your handsome and his youths, and your donkeys, and put them to his work. He'll tithe your flocks and be slaves to him. And you cried on the day for your king, he was chosen for yourself, and Hashem won't answer you on that day. So you see, these are all dinei hamelech. So this is all in the parsha of melech, b'chlal dina de malchus dina, and what's written in the parsha of hamelech. In the sifri, in parsha shoftim, tvarim yudzayin yutes, in the pasuk l'man yom adliras Hashem, l'divrei torah shavaloi ve'inu shavaloi l'dvarim acherim. Mikan amru. Melech Poiritz Lasis Loiderech Vein Mamchin Biyodoi. The Hachid Loosterti at Esartios Vein Mamchin Biyodoi Derech Hamelech Ein Lo Shiuras. Mevoar Shialfusam Yuchedes Lenyanam Elu. Loshim Yadina Kloli Sheldin de Machus Adina. So the Kiryas Sefer says that it's a Din Kloli and Dina de Machus Adina. From the parish of the Melech. The king's rights. And the Sefri says, no. The Sefri says, Laman Yilmad Liyilas Hashem Alechecho, to fear God, Okay, so that is the Divrei Torah. He's equal to you. He has to fear God. He's not above the law when it comes to Divrei Torah. But for Dvarim Acherim, there, he is above the law. He can make for himself a path. So there's especially Alfuse for these inyanim. It's not from the Din Klali of Dina de Machusa Dina. With the Alfusa that from the Pasuk, that only when it comes to he has to fear God, that for Divrei Torah he's equal. But when it comes to kingly things, so he's Peretz Loiderech, but Peretz Lasis Loiderech. So it's not from the Din Klali of Dina de Machusa Dina. It's especially how the Heilige Chiya Sefer says from the Din Klali Dina Machusa Dina. We see here not the Alfusa from the Pasuk. L'man Yom Adiras Hashem, only the Divrei Torah, but not for other things, and other things he's not equal to you. So the Kirya Sefer writes something very interesting. He writes that the inyan of Dina de Machus Adina, you learn from the psukim of Parshas Melucha. So yes, he holds it's midin Parshas Hamelech, but from the din of Parshas Hamelech, he learned din of the Malchus HaDin. Now, we wanted to say that it's especially Alfusa that's learned from the Parsh of the Melech of Laman Yimad Liyira. So there's especially Alfusa from the Parshas Hamelech. The Kiryas Sefer says no. It's midin of the Malchus HaDin. However, he writes that the din of the Malchus HaDin is learned from the psukim of Parshas Hamelucha. And that's what we quoted over here that he says. Over here he says that it's Gam Parshas HaMelech v'Gam Dina de Malchus HaDina. It's also from his special rights in the Parish of the King, that the King has special rights, so it is me Parshas HaMelech. But it's also Dina de Malchus HaDina. So we have thus far that the Rambam holds it's Medina Melcham, the Rambam holds Medina Melcham. The Kiryas Sefer says this is included in Dina de Malchus HaDina and Parshas HaMelech. The Sefri says it's the Alfusa from Laman Yomad Liyiras Hashem. Only the Divrei Torah is equal, but not for other things. So we have the Alfusa from the parish of the Maluch over here that the king's allowed to be Peretz Derech. But it's not from the general Din of Din of the Malchus HaDina. The Kiryas Sefer himself says, who says that it's Din of the Malchus HaDina, learns that the Din of the Malchus HaDina is derived from the Pesukim by the Malucha. However, this is very difficult to say, as we discussed in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Because Parshas HaMelech is a Machlokas Tanoim in Sanhedrin 20b, Melech Mutarbo, or it's only Kedei La'ayim Alayim, is a Melech permitted, really? All these things that we see in Sefer Shmuel. All the things we see in Sefer Shmuel. Is a king really permitted to do those things? That we mentioned before? Or just to threaten the people? To scare the people? But it's not practically speaking, halach lemaisa. But there's no machlokas about Dina de Malchus HaDina. So if the whole mokor for Dina de Malchus HaDina is Parshas HaMelech, how is there Dina de Malchus HaDina according to the Mandam Parshas Kol Amr Parshas HaMelech and HaMelech Mutar Bo? So again, the Kiryas Sefer wants to say that it's Midina de Malchus HaDina and also Parshas HaMelech in Sefer Shmuel. But how can that be? Because Parshas HaMelech is a machlokas and Dina de Malchus HaDina is not a machlokas. So how's the Mandamer going to hold, who says that that it's only La'ayim Aleihem? How's he going to explain the fact that that there's Dina the Malchus HaDina? Everyone holds a Dina Malchus HaDina. So it's a very difficult Kiryat Sefer to say that it's Midina the Malchus HaDina and it's derived from Parshas HaMelech and Midina the Malchus HaDina. If Dina the Malchus HaDina is derived from Parshas HaMelech, then how come there's a Machlokas about it? About Parshas HaMelech? Dina Malchus HaDina is the Kulei Alma. So this is a very difficult Kiryas Sefer. V'im kol amor kol dina d'machus dina parashas ha-melech, eish eish dina d'machus dina mandi v'kol amor parashas ha-melech ha-melech mutar bo. How's there such a mandi omer that if you hold kol amor parashas ha-melech ein ha-melech mutar bo, it's just la'ayim aleim, how's it dina d'machus dina? V'chein mevu'al mima shekosk v'atoysis b'mesech ha-sanhedrin dibar ma'asir ha-melech mutar. De parashas ha-melech lesa elu b'melech shenimlach al kol Yisrael v'yihudu me'is ha-mokoyim. Ein shem shtil tzu bezes mach ikshu sham machot ach ob kerem ne voice for it lo likach sodes מפרשס המלך, ובדה ייקה דינה דמחוס הדינה דבכל מלך, וגם במלך עכו. We also see this from Tosis and Sanhedrin. Tosis Sanhedrin says, Dibur Maschil Melech Mutter, that the parasha of the Melech, this parasha, Parashas HaMelech that we have in Sefer Shmuel, the 8th chapter, is only a king who was Nimlach al Kol Yisrael v'Yehuda. Ume Eis HaMokoy. He has to be king over everybody from God. Only he has Parashas HaMelech. And that explains the Tainan Achab with Kerem Nevos, why he wasn't allowed to take it, why he sinned so egregiously, because he's allowed to take it, Miparashas HaMelech. So the answer is no. He wasn't Molech al Yisrael v'Yehudu Meis HaMakom. He wasn't appointed by God. Achab was a bad dude. So, therefore you see the Parashas HaMelech doesn't apply to everybody. Now, Dina de Machus Dina does apply to everybody. It even applies to a Goyisha king, like we see in Bava Kamet, Sukuf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, Bava Basur, Nandalad Amid Beis, Gittin Tess Amid Beis, V'oidu Barichus B'Rambam, V'Perakeim V'Hilchus Gzeil U'Bal Korcheinu. The Dina de Machus Dina ain't no union the Parashas HaMelech. Dina de Machus Dina has nothing to do with the parish of the Melech. Dina de Machus Dina has nothing to do with the parish of the Melech. V'chein di yisoy din parishas ha-melech ha-reinu ela b'melech Yisrael shekos v'arambam v'perek d'alem mi-melochim uva'akom lesa ela d'dina d'machus ha-dina d'kos v'arambam v'perekeim v'hilchus g'zeila v'keim d'dina d'machus ha-dina mi-parishas ha-melechu uva'akom leka parishas ha-melech mehechen yesh v'akom din dina d'machus ha-dina. So the fact that dina d'machus ha-dina applies even to a goyisha king we have in Pul Erte, b'kame mekomot yeshlanu, b'vakame, b'basre, gitten, Rambam. So it must be that Dina de Malchus Adina has nothing to do with Parashas HaMelech. And the Yisoy Din Parashas HaMelech is only b'melech Yisrael. That the Rambam writes about in Perek Dalet Mehochus Malach. By Akum, all you have is Dina de Malchus Adina, the Rambam writes in Hochus Gzeil in the 5th Perek. So if you maintain that Dina de Malchus Adina, like the Kiryas Sefer does, is Miparashas HaMelech, and Akum has no Parashas HaMelech, so how does Akum have Dina de Malchus Adina? This is very difficult to understand. So first we have to understand, is this only said by war? Not said by war. Rashi, it's not by war. The Rambam, it's only in a war. The Kiryas Sefer says that it's included in Dina de Malchus Adina. Parashas HaMelech. We saw Yalfusa from Laman Yilmat, that he's allowed to make for himself a derech, but we had a trouble with the Kiryas Sefer, because the Kiryas Sefer wants to say that it's Dina de Malchus Adina and Parashas HaMelech, that the Dina de Malchus Adina comes from Parashas HaMelech. But Mehechi Tesi, they're two completely different things. Because there's a man de Amr, there's Parashas HaMelech, isn't Mechayev, because no man de Amr, there's no Dina Malchus Adina. Also, Dina Malchus Adina applies to a Melech, Goy, and Parashas HaMelech doesn't. אז הדברים מעוררים תמיהה גדולה, וזה צריך לבעיין. ומצד שני, צריכים עיון דברי הרמב״ם לעיר בפרק ד' הלוך א' וואי, because the Rambam writes דין מלך לקצויב מחס, וכדומה בכלל פרשס המלך אין שם. So the Rambam says that part of the פרשס המלך is that the king is allowed to tax the people. And that's included in Parashas HaMelech. Now, by Goyisha kings, they also have this din. Midin din adam achus adina, like the Rambam writes in Gzeila 5:11. And there the Rambam writes, Lehed yedin chiv meches bein b'melech akum bein b'melech Yisrael. So it must be midin adam achus adina, oi bazoi, lama li kana koach mi Parashas HaMelech? Lama tzich lagi ala Parashas HaMelech? Hari zeh sheach gam legoyin, a goyin doesn't have Parashas HaMelech. והדברים שוב מעוררים תמיהה. ועוד צורך עיון, הדרושה המיוחדת בספרי לגבי מלך פוירץ, וכן הוא במשנה בסנהדרין דף חוף עמוד בייז, עניין מיוחד במלך פוירץ, ומאיתי מדווקא נוקעת להנו, והרבה זכויות למלך מפרשס המלך, כמבואר בדברי הרמב"ם בפרק ד', ומה מיוחד בעניין זה דווקא? So we have a special drosha we saw in the ספרי, למען ילמד לירו עשה שם אלוקיך, that only for דברי תורה he's equal, but now when it comes to other stuff, when it comes to other things, like Divrei Torah, he's equal. But not Parashas HaMelech. Parashas HaMelech, he's not equal. Divrei Torah, he's equal. And that means that he's allowed to be Peretz Geder. He's allowed to be Peretz Geder. He's allowed to break through any fence and go in his happy way. So we have a special limud, Sai in the Sifri, and sign the Mishnah Sanhedrin. There's a special inyan. The Melech parades together. We read out the Mishnah. So why dafka this? There's a lot of schuyos of the Melech miparshas haMelech, like we see in the Rambam in Perek Dalet. So what's miyuchod? What's special about dafka this inyan of being parades derech? There's a lot of inyan. I'm looking Perek Dalet. צריכים להבין מה העניין המיוחד. וגם צורך עיון. המבור בדברי הרמב״ם דמלך פריץ לי דרך אינו אלא עניין למלחומה. ובגמור יבומס עין ווב, מה יסי לו לעניין דוד? דאם. מפרוץ כעסי. מלכו הוא שהמלך פריץ. ואם. דאם. דאם מפרץ כעסי. If he comes from Peretz, if he's descended from Peretz, the son of Yehuda, then Malkuhu, then he's a king. Shamelech Poiretz, because the king is allowed to break through. So what do you see from here? You see it's not an inyan of Mulchama. What does this have to do with Mulchama? He comes from Peretz, he's a Poiretz. So he's allowed, it has nothing to do with Mulchama. So Tzarech Yehun, according to the Rambam, says it's only an inyan of Mulchama. Also in the Gemara in Psachim, there the Gemara is talking about Zugis. It's talking about doing things in pairs. That it's a danger, and then it says that Amar li Yosef Shida Yosef the Sheit said Ashmedai is Malka the Shidi Melech Hashedim he's a Mamun al Kula Zigu Malka lo Ekmi Mazik a Melech is in Ragil Hazik Lefi Shiganayu li Kari Mazik Velechein in Lachshos Lezugois Shehu Milsa Dulei Shchicha Sheyazikenu Rak Lefamu Mazik. So he's this king. He's not Ragil to be Mazik. This Ashmedai is the Melech of the Shedim. He's Mamunah and Zugos, and he's not a Mazik. And the Gemara says, Adarabba. Some say, Adarabba. Yosef Shida said, Malka Raschen, Ashmedai is an angry king. My deboy of it, Vuser vil ertit, Mashu rotse ose, Shamela poritz geder la sotlo derech vein mochim biado. The king is allowed to make a derech. And you're not allowed to be moiche biado. You're not allowed to be moiche biado. The king is allowed to make a derech. Now, it's talking about Zugos. It has nothing to do with war. So we have a Gemara in Yevamos, an Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, that apparently it's got nothing to do with war. We have a Gemara in Pesachim, even more indicates that it's got nothing to do with war. And yet the Rambam says it's only an Indian of war. Also in the Gemara in Bava Kama and Daf Samech Amud Beis, Mebay Leil David, he had Gedishim Shel Tzorim Shel Yisrael, Gedishim Tadoshim De Pelishtim. He had a pile of barley of Jews and of lentils of Plishtim. Are you allowed to take the Gedishim Desorim Shel Yisrael and give Lifnei Behemto al Manas L'Shalim Gedishim Da'adoshim Shel Plishtim in order to pay with the Gedishim of Adoshim, with the piles of the lentils of the Plishtim? And it says, Oh, sir, but you're a Melech. Umelech Poiretz Lasis Le'derech. Lech Mishnah Kosev Zot Shashapi L'das HaRamam Kevin Shai Zeb Mulchama L'chayr Zeh Shashapi L'idach Ma'ad Yomar. So Lecha Mishnah says this is good according to the Rambam because it was Shas Milchama. There's another Mandi Amar there that says the Shaila was Begedishin Shel Yisrael, and it was these piles of that belonged to the Jews, and the Plishtim were hiding in them. You're allowed to burn them. Yeah, you're allowed to because you're the king, which is an Indian of Milchama. אבל האחי לבהמתוי, הרי דמה למה שכסף הרמה פרק דל הלך עבוד ונטיל ססדס לצרך עבוד וכשאר לכם מלחומה, שאינו עניין של מייסי מלחומה משום אחי אינו עניין למלך פרץ לדרך, ומכן מה מייסי אללה דמלך פרץ. So this is difficult. The Lech Mishnah wants to say that this whole thing of parets lederech, when it comes to the Plishtim, is, you know, are you allowed to take the Gedishim of Sarim of Yisrael and give it to your animal in order to pay with the Gedishim of Adashim of Plishtim? And it says you're allowed to do it because you're a melech, and a melech paritz lasis leiderech. So the Lech Mishnah says that works nicely according to the Rambam because it was melchama. But the Chayra, it's not so. The Chayra, it only works according to the other opinion there, that it was Gedishin Shel Yisrael, the Pelishtim were hiding in them, and you want to burn it. That's the part of the mamatz melchamti, that's part of the war effort. And there it says you're a melech, and melech is allowed to be paritz legeder. That's an inyan of melchama. But to feed your animals, that's similar to what Rambam says in the fourth parak of Luchos Melechem in the sixth halacha. Benetilas hasadus l'tzarech avodah. It says if you take tzadus for your servants, when you're going to war, that's not part of the war effort. And therefore, there's no inyan of melech paritz lo geder and paritz lo derech. So why does the Gemara bring the inyan of paritz lo derech when this is in a war, this is in a matter of war? So how can you say the whole word is mitin melech paritz lo derech, which only applies to war? This isn't part of a war. This is part of general parshas hamelech, but not as part of the war effort. So why does the Gemara bring melech paritz lo geder in the context in Bava Kama Samach Amud Beis? And if the inyan is paritz lo derech, what's the inyan of gedishim? Taking the gedishim shall show you say Yisrael, the gedishim shall dash and shall polish them. Are you allowed to take the gedishim to the Yisrael shall Yisrael and put in front of the animal, put in front of your animal, manas l'shalem gedishim to dash and shall polish them? No, it's asur. But melech, your melech and melech is paritz lo lasis lo derech. What does this have to do with making a derech? You're not making a derech. You're just taking their gedishim. So this is difficult to understand. So Mariv Rabbi Sayin, I believe in the previous shiulim we discussed this at length, and now we are going to go on a different derech. But al kopana, we want to understand this inyan of paritz lo derech and where it comes from and how it relates to dina l'machus adina, and is it dafka in the context of Muhammad, not in the context of Muhammad, Rashi's mash, but not in the context of Muhammad, the Rambam says it is in the context of Muhammad. So Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, if God gives us life and health and Simchas Chaim, b'shiur haba, anachem natchil le'vayer at hadvarim, and yi ratzon she'nizkeh be'ezrat Hashem, b'simcha u'b'tuv le'vav mitan starayin in the chelek beis of this year, be'ezrat Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.